This Fan Run podcast is brought to you by DraftKings.
Football fans, I'm sure we all love an action-packed, high-scoring NFL game, but the latest no-brainer from DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL, you'll be a winner once single points are scored. New customers who bet just $1 on any team to score can win $100 in free bets. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use promo code FANRUN in all caps. Bet $1 on any team to score and win $100 in free bets. If they score, you score with promo code FANRUN in all caps this week at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Must be 21 or older and Tennessee only. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call or text the Tennessee Red Line. 1-800-889-9789.
Sports.
He's upset. You have Horace Grant ripped MJ. Lie, lie, lie. If MJ had a grudge with me, let's settle it like men. He then went on to talk about the accusation of being called a snitch. Horace Grant said, well, if I'm a snitch, what is MJ for airing out the 84 Bulls and their cocaine circus? What does that make him?
A hypocrite.
Airing every day from noon to 3.
Horace said he's the snitch. Scott Burrell, that was heartbreaking to watch, to see a guy, a leader, to go at guys like that. I understand in terms of practicing you have to push and shove here and there, but outright punching and things of that nature and calling them B's and H's, that wasn't called for.
1340 WKGN.
What are H's?
I'd imagine hose.
Hose?
Yeah, like for yard work.
Why would he call his teammates hoes?
That's an insult people use.
It is?
Yeah.
Men to other men?
Yeah.
I'm going to start calling you that. You a hoe.
Hour two kicking off in the White Claw Hard Seltzer Studios. Hour two headlines. What do you got for us, Draven?
Going to talk a little college football. We got to talk about Lincoln Riley a little bit more, huh? How about his former Oklahoma players coming after him via Instagram, leaving some comments, some mean, it seems agitated comments towards Lincoln Riley. Basically, he said in a quote talking about USC football, this is going to be the mecca of college football. The mecca. Isaiah Thomas, Oklahoma defensive lineman, told us that last week. I thought that was pretty good. Said told us that last week.
These kids got to start realizing these coaches are just salesmen.
really. There was another comment, too. I can't even remember what it said. But the players unhappy. And then you had kind of the bigger news coming out of this whole situation with USC and Oklahoma and Lincoln Riley was the defensive backs coach, Roy Manning.
That was strange, right? He was on the road with Bob Stoops, and then apparently also helping recruit
for USC,
and hasn't been on the list of coaches going to USC with Lincoln Riley. So now people,
and that's a huge violation too. I mean
I would imagine so.
Recruiting for two
did you see
teams.
Oklahoma compliance tweet out the eye emojis.
Yeah. I was like, I didn't know what that was about. Then I finally saw the report right after that. So how big of a deal is this? I mean, recruiting for two different teams.
I mean, it seems like it would be a bad deal, but if you got your job locked up, I mean, although maybe at this point, would it cost him his job at USC? Would Lincoln Riley just be like, hey, it's not worth the headache? If he gets any
I was Roy Manning, and you didn't bring me on at USC, I would be pissed. Oh, I did all that dirty work for you, and then you don't want to bring me on after I get caught.
Well, the kid they were talking to, didn't he, make his top five, or he released, he's a five-star, and he released his top two, and it was Alabama and USC?
Yeah.
It's I'm pretty sure it worked. The guy worked. He might be coming there. Lincoln Riley's going to put together a really good class at USC.
Yeah, it's going to be unreal. Yeah, and you already have all these different players transferring in, coming in. So recruits already decommitting, coming to USC. So, yeah, it'll be a mess. I wonder what kind of penalty, though, will be handed down. You think the NCAA?
I don't know the actual rule.
I feel like that's a pretty – I saw it was a violation. But, I mean,
so,
I just
like a real violation or is it like
you
a –
You can't recruit for two different teams.
Level two? Is it like
– I don't know. I didn't know the level. I don't know about all that. But I did say –
Is it unethical? Is it illegal? Will it get him, blacklisted?
Should be legal in the NCAA, shouldn't it? You can't just recruit for two schools like that. That should be
– So, is it going to get a show cause? Is it going to be ineligible to work? What are we talking here?
Maybe that's why he's not coming to – USC.
That's what I'm saying. He's going to be untouchable now for USC. He's going to cost himself a job. I don't know.
Lincoln Riley's kind of looking like more and more of a little bit of a rat.
He's just a heel.
A little bit of a rat over here.
Most coaches are.
It's going to be good just to be able to hate USC.
Yeah. When they're back being good again.
Yep.
Back on top. Back ranked in the top 10, top 5.
They're going to be the bad guys.
Uh-huh.
You had one of their players arguing back and forth with Oklahoma fans on the internet.
Saying some
USC player had put something like Flipmas or something like that, or you know, some type of something about flip season because they're trying to flip all these recruits.
Yeah.
And like some Oklahoma fans, like nobody's going to flip from to a 5-win team, and he just wrote back, "Your coach did."
He won that argument,
yeah.
I would say.
Yeah, he did. So, So they're leaning into it.
Yeah. We had the college football rankings released yesterday.
Mm-hmm,
any big takeaways for you guys? Georgia number one.
I nailed the top six.
Pretty much. Michigan jumped up to 2. Bama at 3. Cincinnati's still at 4. And then we have Oklahoma State sitting at 5. And then Notre Dame at 6. What was really kind of crazy was just the comments about Brian Kelly. Did you guys see the college football chair, Gary Barta, says the committee's protocols do include player and coach availability when it comes to who gets into the playoffs.
So saying they might not
saying Notre Dame might, you know, at least lessen their chances of making the playoffs.
If chaos happens and they have a shot.
If it kind of comes down to maybe a, you know, an even battle between two teams. That's kind of crazy. So Brian Kelly not only, I mean, taking just the team in general, but kind of taking their college football playoff chances as well.
That's unfortunate.
By the way, speaking of Brian Kelly, can we please just talk about the contract details that came out as well?
Okay, so what came out of the contract details of Brian Kelly? I didn't see him.
One sec. Laptop just died. Scrolling. Scrolling. Okay, we're almost there. Okay, gotcha. All right, so Brian Kelly, even Ross Dillinger thought it was a misprint at first when he first tweeted this out. Brian Kelly is getting $500,000 worth of bonuses.
Oh, $500,000, yeah.
John, not 50, $500,000 every time he makes a bowl game.
Which is wild.
When's the last time they've not made a bowl game?
I think it was last year, but before that, they made 20
COVID,
straight years.
You know, avoiding the COVID year, yeah.
But they made, 20 straight years. But I think the wildest part about that is it's his highest, incentive. Like, winning a national championship doesn't win him that much bonus money.
No, a New Year, the numbers were a New Year's Six Bowl participant, $100,000.
Yeah.
College football playoff semifinal, it would be $200,000. And a college football final game participant would be $300,000, national champion, $500,000.
He gets the $500,000 and.
Those are on top, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
He gets $500,000
for
the bowl game.
I didn't even see the and.
And, yeah. So he only gets the highest one. So, if he makes the college championship, he doesn't get the ones for winning the playoffs and stuff like that. So it's it says and/or.
So this guy could
He could make, if he wins a national championship, he'll make basically an extra $800,000, right? Is that what it was? $300,000 for winning the title?
$500,000.
So an extra $1 million for winning the national championship. Which I think is fair.
Going to a bowl game, you get an extra $500,000?
That seems wild.
Where else you get all this damn money, man?
They don't have to pay anybody.
No.
This is what we have. It's really funny because now we're just good thing these players can go make some money. But instead, we should be wow, look at all this money they all of a sudden aren't afraid to throw around because they realize we're not going to crush them anymore for not paying the students/players.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Because you guys can make money now. Maybe we should actually be paying you as well on top of it. Because obviously we have all this money to throw around. We could pay Ed Orgeron how many million to go away? 18, 17,
yeah.
20? I mean, it was somewhere around there, right? Then on top of that, we can pay Brian Kelly's buyout at Notre Dame and then give him basically $10 million a year. Because we got a bunch of cash. We just don't want to give any to the players. But now they can sign autographs and, you know, make their money, so it's okay. They feel really empowered, I guess, now to, hey, we can throw this money around guilt-free now. We don't have to beg, act like we're broke.
Yeah. That's still insane to me, though. That's still insane.
Yeah, well.
You're just guaranteeing him $500,000 every single year. They're going to make a bowl game every year. That's just kind of ridiculous. Anything to make of the big NBA game that we had last night? Did you guys watch it? Suns? Warriors?
I saw a little bit.
I feel like the steam got taken out a little bit. Devin Booker, hamstring injury. Was out for pretty much the whole game. I think he just played a little bit of the first quarter. I want to say maybe got injured there.
And Steph having the worst shooting night of his career.
Suns defense though, man. I don't know if you saw some of the things they were doing though. They did phenomenal job on Steph. I mean,
Bridges is a really good defender. So I mean, that might carry over now. They're going to be able to hold Steph to 4 of 21 for an entire series? Probably not.
His worst shooting game, shooting 20 or more times, I believe is the least amount of shots he's ever made, shooting that many times.
I mean, it'd be hard to have a worse game if you shoot 20 times.
Yeah.
So he only scored 12 points. Now, you know, are they going to be able to give Steph all that attention if Klay Thompson's out there? Maybe not.
Probably not. Mm-hmm.
So maybe, like, the help is still coming. But if you're the Suns, man, like, the story is, like, hey, we won another game. That's, yeah, what, 17 in a row now?
Yep, 17 in a row.
We're really, really good. And we're going to be right back in the Western Conference Finals. And everyone who is saying that we were a one-year fluke is going to be proven wrong. And we got close to the championship last year. We're going to try to win it this year. It does seem pretty obvious.
You locking that in?
No. I'm just saying, if I'm the Suns, that's what I'm saying. Oh, Western Conference Finals, yeah, I'd probably lock that in. I mean, I think it's going to be Suns-Warriors in the Western Conference Finals. They seem like the two best teams.
Mm-hmm.
So they didn't lose a game the entire month of November?
They called it no loss November.
That's what I thought. That's all the loss.
They thought they were the Hawks in
January.
Pretty
cool flex.
16-0, I guess. I mean, I don't know if they all 16 games were there, but they didn't lose all month.
Mm-mm.
I think it's going to be them and the Warriors. I think we're going to get a 7-game series out of it. Assuming everyone stays healthy, which, I mean, is a big assumption after last year when everyone got hurt. But Jazz ain't as good. Mavericks ain't as good. Grizzlies ain't as good. Clippers ain't as good. Timberwolves ain't as good. Lakers ain't as good. No one's as good as those two teams in the West. Hmm. You disagree?
What's the update on Kawhi? Do we know timetable there?
I don't think we're going to have a timetable, and I don't think he's going to come back. But, like, if he does come back, it'll be, like, basically right at the end of the regular season. I don't think he'll be up to speed in time to beat them, especially considering, like, they'll probably play.
Lakers are a mess.
Lakers are not.
What's the deal with LeBron, man?
He got COVID now, right?
Yeah. Like, is this – if I was a Lakers fan, I would be so fed up with this guy. We go from Kobe Bryant, who doesn't take a day off, who's there every single game, who's busted his ass every single game, and then LeBron, who's had injuries, which maybe not his fault, but now he's missing games because of COVID. I mean, come on.
He's just resting. I don't know. Maybe he's just like, hey,
to miss like a next week or
maybe
so.
He realizes his team sucks. And he's just like, you know what? I'm just not not going to waste my time this year.
Loser.
Yeah. Got some good news for you, Hayden. Tennessee, University of Tennessee, has lifted the mask and vaccine mandates. No masks on campus. How about that?
Well, we'll see if they revert back to it next week. We did last time.
Yeah, I was going to say, I wouldn't be shocked. They've kind of went back and forth on that a little bit. But NFL news, big news for my Dallas Cowboys going into Thursday night. John, Amari Cooper. Coop. He will play Thursday night. Had some COVID symptoms. Feeling better. Practicing today. He'll be good to go. DeAndre Swift for... I think a lot of people have DeAndre Swift on their fantasy team. I would say so, right? Yes. He's not been doing bad.
He's been productive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, bad news for you guys, fantasy owners out there. He will miss multiple weeks now with a sprained shoulder over there in Detroit. So, tough there. And then, got to get to the sad news, man. This is just really, just reading about the story and everything kind of makes you just a little sad, John. Makes you a little upset. The former Central Florida player who passed away, was it yesterday? Monday? It might have been Monday night, late at night maybe, but Otis Anderson Jr. Was fatally shot, and it was Monday technically when he was shot and killed by his father, and his father is now being charged in his death. Apparently it was over a dispute over a dog bite is what I read in a story. That
so he killed his son over a dog bite?
Apparently so.
Yeah, again, the argument.
And he shot his wife as well, the mother of Otis Anderson Jr. as well. She was able to survive. He did not survive.
Did the dad get rabies or something? Is that why he's
I don't know. The story I read is that Otis, the son, brought his girlfriend over, the dog as well, and the dog bit the father, and then things escalated, got into a confrontation, and then it ended with gunshots.
I was thinking the dog was the dad's dog, but
no. So I guess that's
the dad got mad that the dog came over and bit him.
Yeah, got in a fight.
That makes a little bit more sense.
Well, it doesn't. Yeah, I was gonna say.
I understand why that ended up in a fight, though. More so,
right? Justify the ends, but yeah.
Yeah, I'm not saying you should shoot somebody if a dog bites you, especially your son. But in my mind, I was thinking he was protecting his dog, siding with his dog who had bit his son, but instead it was the other way around. Gotcha.
Yeah, a lot of people mourning the death. A lot of people knew him. Obviously, UCF. He was actually, I saw something, he was second all time at UCF in, I believe, yards per carry, I want to say. So had a pretty good career down there, was a practice squad player for the Rams. They also posted something. So RIP, man. That's just a tough story, you know. It's just stuff that shouldn't happen.
Got any other headlines?
I could end on maybe a little bit more positive one. Kenny Vaccaro. You remember him? Former Tennessee Titan, officially retiring. He's not on a team or anything, right? I'm assuming he's just a free agent. No. He's going to launch a esports organization. How about that? Shout out to Kenny. It's probably a good idea. These, I mean, esports, I think, I mean, we've seen it grow so much. It's going to continue to probably grow more and more. So, yeah, he's launching an organization. That'd be pretty cool.
Go back to headlines. Stick with us as Talk Sports on Fan Run Radio.
Apex Pest Control is your complete pest management company right here in Knoxville. Residential,
Draven, did you get your Spotify Wrapped playlist ready to go?
I did. I did indeed.
You want to share with us?
Not really. Not in particular.
Can you get Drake on there 5 times?
He wasn't my top five. I will not lie, Cam. He did make the top five.
Not surprising at all.
He did make the top five.
It's December 1st. We get our Spotify Wrapped. Everyone posting their favorite.
And Apple Music. They do a wrap-up, too.
Copycats.
It really was.
You got your SoundCloud Wrapped.
They send you a year-in-review thing, too.
Copycats.
Wow. What do we think?
What they have to do is send it like PDF, like email it to you. What do they do?
They post in the app.
What do we think about your top songs?
Mine are all just from a playlist that I go to sleep to. Mm. Either that or I just listen to the same stuff I've been listening to the last 3 years, so I don't know.
Not really changes up too much for you.
Yeah. We'll see.
I hate that
people. You hate
people that,
sharing?
Yes.
Yeah. Shocking. Shocking.
I don't care what music you listen to.
Why do you have it? What is it, all on your Instagram, all on your Twitter?
Both. Well, not as much Twitter. Snapchat, Instagram.
Isn't that what Instagram is for? What do you have Instagram for if not for stuff like that? I feel like those are what stories were invented for.
Sharing things, yeah.
I thought that's what Spotify stories were invented for.
Yeah, I guess. It's not necessarily.
Can't make a post about it. Can't make a post about it on Instagram, but you can easily throw it there in your story.
Nobody cares.
I care. If someone had
you
like
really
a,
you yeah sure
for my friends
sure.
for my
you
friends
really do care
of my
about
friends?
Other people's music, what they're listening to, their top five artists and their top five songs. You
my
actually
friends,
care
yes. my friends yes and
why John,
because they're my friends,
so you could judge people. That's all it is.
No.
It's all just a judging contest, Cam.
No.
Oh, his top artist is somebody really basic that everybody listens to. Oh, that guy's not as cool as I once thought. That's what it is.
Nope.
Right there in a nutshell.
Not true.
That's what these Spotify wrap-ups are pretty much, I'd say, like 70% for.
Well, first of all,
30%, just, you know, it's kind of cool. Hey, I didn't listen to that song the last couple of months. I forgot. That was my jam over the summer.
Yep, that's a good one. And oh, this guy likes this person a lot. Let me listen to them. You know, I don't know about you, but on my Instagram, more so on my Instagram than my Twitter, I pretty much only follow people that, I mean, for the most part, that I consider friends. Now, there'll be a couple people out there that I don't know as well, but I kind of know them on the internet. But I only have a smaller list of people I'm following on Instagram. So, like, when they do post their stuff, I am interested in it because they're my friends. I care about my friends' taste. If they post something, most likely I will.
Why? What's it matter?
Because
the only positive is what you said. Being able to say, "Oh, I've never listened to them. Maybe I'll go check them out."
And yeah, that's a big thing.
That's about it. Oh, cool top five, bro. You listen to some really cool artists, man. Oh man, there's a lot of people I've never heard of. You must be a really cool guy. You don't listen to mainstream music, man.
I can tell you get no women.
What makes you say that?
What happens if a woman on your Instagram posts something that you can relate to? Oh, wow, you really like so-and-so band? Yeah. I love them, too. What's your favorite song? Boom, now you're in there.
Kiss ass.
It's not kiss ass. It's called having a conversation.
That is not having a conversation. That is just
if you actually,
sucking up to
if
them.
You actually like
oh,
them.
Yeah, I really like Taylor Swift, too. Oh, yeah, that new album, man.
I mean, it doesn't have to be Taylor Swift.
Yeah, screw Jake Gyllenhaal, yeah.
I mean, it doesn't have to be Taylor Swift. I mean, but I mean, if it was somebody you actually like and you could have a conversation with, it's called mutual interest. I can tell you get no women. I can tell.
Because I don't like the Spotify wrap-ups.
Yeah, that's it
right there.
And you hate Christmas.
I never said I hated Christmas. I just told you I'm trying to get in the Christmas spirit. I just told you I'm trying.
Yeah. That's what good the Spotify rap's for. You find a woman.
What, to pick up women.
That posts either a song or a band, and they'll... If you do it, maybe they'll do the same to you. I mean, I can tell you don't get women, because I have that happen every now and then. I'll post a song, and they'll be like, oh, I like that, too. Yeah,
sure, I bet.
Oh, wow, love that artist.
Post it, then.
Mine's not very good.
Oh.
Mine's not very good. I don't have anything on mine that would get any attention from people.
Exactly. You'd have to lie about it. That's what you'd have to do.
Well, that's why I'm not posting it. That doesn't mean that they can't post something that I can agree on.
I'll Photoshop you one if you want a specific one.
Can you give me some, like, really deep stuff on there? Like,
we could, yeah.
Who would I want on there? I need some classical music that makes me look sophisticated.
Okay. Yeah.
Bach. Can you put Bach on there, please?
Yeah.
Not Beethoven.
As far
I need Bach.
As Bach.
Yeah. Give me some Bach. Give me some Adele.
Gotta get Adele in there. Taylor Swift. You gotta throw her on there.
I can't have Taylor and Adele.
Taylor was literally the number one artist on, like, every girl's Snapchat story I saw.
That's completely fine, but I'm not a girl. No disrespect
to
girls.
I'm just saying, if you're trying to relate to these women, is that the whole point?
They relate to Adele. Everyone likes Adele.
You might as well just throw Drake on there. Everybody loves Drake, too.
It's more believable that I like Adele than Taylor. Again, no disrespect to Taylor or any of the Swifties. I'm just saying, I can actually have a conversation about it. I can't really fake the Taylor stuff. I didn't listen to the 10-minute Jake Gyllenhaal song. I like Teardrops on My Guitar. That's fine. I like that one. That one's cool. Love Story, but, like, kind of losing me.
That's a good song.
I mean, listen to, was it Folklore? Was it the album that came out? One of the albums that came out during the pandemic? Listen to that one a little bit. They had the one about, like, the Kennedys on there or whatever. I could fake a little bit of it, but I can't make it all the way through a conversation. So, no. Cam, so Bach,
okay.
Adele, okay. And make it, please, Spotify. Don't make it a SoundCloud.
Oh, I got you.
Fake one. I don't have to answer questions about that. If you need to borrow $8, I'll buy you a Spotify. That's what they'll say to me. Need that happening. No thanks. Anybody else, Hayden, that the girls like? Girlfriend got any favorite bands?
Morgan Wallen.
Gotta have Morgan Wallen.
Yeah, I gotta draw the line there. No disrespect, but I already got Adele.
I mean,
there,
you're gonna put my cousin out like that?
I thought you guys didn't get along. You guys reconciled yet?
And it was an awkward Thanksgiving, you know.
He actually showed up?
Yeah.
That's good.
I had to tell him I didn't like his concert. It sucked. Couldn't even get a VIP pass. Are you kidding me? Sit out there in the pouring rain with all the heathens around me. Like, just standing remotely.
What?
The heathens. Standing remotely, you know, out there smoking their cigarettes, you know. Out there smoking their cigarettes in General Admission in Bristol, you know.
I'm surprised they were smoking cigarettes. I figured it would just be dip. I feel like
it
would be a heavy, heavy
it
case
was
of
dip. Vapes, and cigarettes. There's a triple threat of nicotine.
One guy doing all three.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, and they're sitting there they're waiting. The lines are long, you know, can't even get in and out of there. It took us forever to get out.
Sure.
I mean, got to work on the logistics. They're doing it next year, Country Thunder. On our bye week, I said
Country Thunder.
That's what it was called.
That's supposed to mean something else. Is like Country Thunder.
That's what it's called. I think it's because Bristol's called like Thunder Valley or whatever. Sometimes
okay.
I'm not sure.
Okay,
they're doing it on Tennessee's bye week again next year, which is October 1st. I'm like, getting the backstage pass. I'm gonna go this year, buddy. And then he said, "F you," and left. You know, so something some people said I ruined Thanksgiving, but I don't think so.
What do you mean? Some people are saying you ruined Thanksgiving just for getting involved.
Talking.
Just for like pestering him about it, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. Fair enough. Okay. Got some Josh Heupel updates after the break. It's Talk Sports on Fan Run Radio.
North Knox Siding and Windows is Knoxville's number one choice for all home exterior projects. If you've been putting off replacing old siding, windows, doors, anything on the outside of your house, then now is the perfect time to...
All right, Hodden, do you want a good, positive update on Josh Heupel or speculation update on Josh Heupel?
Ooh.
Bad.
I guess Brian Jones of CBS SEC Sports, I guess he's an analyst for them, a studio analyst, said that he thinks Heupel is higher on the list than most people think. And that he thinks that should be the choice for Oklahoma Said he is the only guy that could come in and keep the offense moving in the same direction, but still thinks that the animosity between Stoops and Heupel probably doesn't allow it. But he says like he thinks that that Heupel's name is higher on the list than most people think, and that he would be the pick.
Well,
okay.
Interesting. All right. Okay. The Stoop thing makes me, I guess, feel better though.
I mean, concern level 1 to 10. That's like what, a 4 hearing that? 5 maybe?
I mean, the fact he says he thinks higher on the list, maybe it raises a little bit. 3 maybe? 4?
I was going to say 4. Probably be a solid.
He played at Texas. He's been like on CBS. I don't know how connected he is to Oklahoma. Maybe. Maybe some. I mean, there's some ties there. You know, Texas rival. And then again, you know, doing the SEC and knowing Oklahoma is now kind of
spitball this either. I mean,
maybe.
You wouldn't think, but who knows.
Mm. Then we have Oklahoma's rivals board. They basically put out something called the not-so-hot board, which was names that people might throw around that probably not going to be in the mix.
Mm-hmm.
Heupel was number one there.
Okay.
And they put that the breakup when Stoops fired him after the 2014 season was, quote, as ugly as it gets.
Okay.
We were around it. Heupel is bitter about the firing. OU is bitter about things becoming a big enough mess that Stoops had to fire him. Those attaching Heupel to the Oklahoma job just prove they don't know much about the program. So basically saying, no chance.
Okay.
What happened on the breakup other than them throwing Heupel under the bus? Was that it? Was that it? They keep acting like this was the, oh, this breakup, man. You can never go back. I'm just kind of curious. Was it that bad?
I'm sure there was stuff behind the scenes. Because
that's kind of what we're hanging on to, right? As Tennessee fans, is like, oh, the breakup was bad. He wouldn't go back because of that. That's literally all we have to hang on to. That's keeping him at Tennessee, right? Other than maybe him not being high on the list.
Sure. I mean, yeah, pretty much.
And that just seems a little sketchy because I'm wondering, I mean, coordinators get fired. Coordinators and coaches have it end kind of ugly. I don't think it always ends like years later. I mean, how long ago was that now? That was years ago.
They lost 4 games in the regular season that year. They scored 14 points against Baylor. They scored 35 points to Oklahoma State, 30 points to Kansas State, 33 points to TCU. So, if I'm Heupel, I probably feel like it wasn't my fault we lost most of those games.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know if he would have been there at the bowl game when they got blown out 40-6. I don't know if he was there or not either. Like, I don't know if he was there for that.
Did they play that year?
In the bowl game, they played Clemson in the Russell Athletic Bowl.
Was that Deshaun Watson's first start as a freshman? I'm pretty sure it was.
It would have been 2015, so maybe.
I'm almost certain that was. Maybe not his first start, but I remember started like half.
It was 2014. It was Stroud. Cole Stroud, he didn't play. He didn't play in that game.
Never mind. I know what you're talking about.
Trevor Knight went 17 of 37 for 103 yards. I believe that was his last game.
Jeez,
he ended up at Oklahoma,
and he still...
or did he end up at Texas A&M?
Yeah.
I guess he was there whenever Baker played, right? And then he transferred out afterward. Baker beat him out in 2015.
I think Trevor Knight transferred to Texas A&M in 2016 before we played them in 2016.
That's what I'm saying.
That was his first year at A&M.
Right. But I'm saying like he was at Oklahoma in 2015 because Baker beat him out.
That's good.
So he didn't transfer out, but that was the last game basically he played. So like if you're Josh Heupel, you might feel a certain type of way that you got scapegoated because your head coach wanted to keep his brother who, you know, wasn't a very good coordinator.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of him, who, again, in the losses, I don't know the ins and outs of the games. It was 2014. I don't really remember. But when I tell you how many points they scored in those games, it doesn't seem like he was really the reason that they had struggled so much.
How about they beat Bob Baylor?
That game was the outlier. They got beat, was it not 40-14 or something like that?
I know you said they scored 14.
Yeah, they scored 14 points. It was 48-14. So, like, in the losses they had, I told you how many points they scored. They gave up 37, 31, 48, 35, 38, and 40. So, like, they gave up basically 38 points a game in the losses. So, like, if I'm Josh Heupel, I probably felt like, hey, it's not my fault that your brother can't coach up a defense. That's how I would feel.
Yeah.
Well, honestly.
So, I guess that would be why there was some animosity there.
Makes sense. Yeah, I'm sure there's stuff behind the scenes that obviously they probably didn't come out. Bad blood stuff there as well. So,
Like, I don't think it's a coincidence that, like, you know, 2018, you know, Stoops gets fired, steps down as the DC, and then it's kind of the defense gets fixed at Oklahoma.
Yeah.
It kind of went in a different direction and all of a sudden had a defense. So, like, I mean, I think Mike Stoops had a long track record of not being a very good defense coordinator. So that was kind of throwing water on that. One guy saying, yeah, hey, he's higher on the list than you think, but the actual, like, rivals, reporters at Oklahoma saying he's not on the list because there's just as bad of a breakup as you could have. Now, could that be smoothed over? Yeah, maybe.
A nice check usually could could smooth over any kind of bad breakup. Right.
Sure. I mean, money and time, right? I mean, like, you know, they say time heals all wounds. I don't know if that's exactly true when you're that mad at somebody, but, like, money and time combined.
Double whammy.
A promotion, some power, like, all those things. An apology. I don't know if Bob Stoops have to apologize or what. Or. But, again, the report from the rivals is that Heupel's not on the list. Like, don't buy that. Don't buy that. Are you surprised that nothing's happened from Tennessee side, that we haven't, like, yesterday was kind of a coaches get extension day? Like, I mean, we've had a couple coaches over the last week get extensions and raises. Are we surprised Tennessee hasn't done anything yet? Is it a bad look to give him a raise? Is he not going to get one after a pretty successful year one? Are they waiting to see the bowl game?
It's a little surprising, I guess. You know, I guess it would kind of just give you a little peace of mind, probably, that, you know, he's not leaving or anything like that. But also at the same time, we do that all the time. Like, I'm fine not doing it.
Like, I was going to say, man, let's not jump the gun too soon. We do this with all our coaches. Mm-hmm. He's like, he still went 7-5. It's not like he went 9-3
sure.
in year one. Like, I get we were in a really bad spot, but 7-5. Like, and with the easiest schedule we've had in a long time. Like,
I think we thought that before the season, but the schedule ended up being tougher than we thought. Pittsburgh and Ole Miss were both good.
They were both, yeah, but
that schedule you
also
wasn't
lost
easy.
Both those games.
Well, like, yeah, sure, but like those,
you beat all the teams you pretty much were supposed to and then had a good win against Kentucky.
Sure.
That was pretty much it.
But I'm just saying, like, before the season we talked about how easy the schedule was, and it ended up not being the case in typical Tennessee fashion. Pittsburgh ended up winning their division, maybe being the best team in the ACC, or, I don't know, second, third best team. I still think Clemson's the best team. With the way they're playing right now, I think if they had a rematch, Clemson would beat them. But either way, Pittsburgh was good. Ole Miss was top 10. Schedule wasn't as easy as we thought. Now, could you have won both those games? Were they both at home? Yes. But on the, you know, on the flip side, I think pretty much everyone would have locked in 7-5 before the season if you were told that was possible.
Yeah. I agree.
And most of you probably would have said you would rather have beaten Kentucky versus beating Pittsburgh. Right? Like, if I told you before the year you're going 7-5, you probably would have said we're going to lose in Lexington, we're going to beat Pittsburgh, right? Is that kind of how that would have went down?
Probably. Yeah. Probably what you would have thought.
And I think everyone, again,
I think I would still take that. Like, I just think losing Kentucky is just embarrassing.
That's what I'm saying. Like, yeah, I that was my point. Is like, I think the win over Kentucky is better long-term and better for you and less bad for you than losing to Pittsburgh. I still think before the season, though, if I told you 7-5, you probably would have said that you beat Pittsburgh and lose to Kentucky. I just think it was how you would have thought the season played out.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I think ultimately it played out better just because you played your better football towards the end of the season. So, like, now you're able to point to, like, the team was getting better. So, like, I don't know if Heupel's going to get a raise and extension. Like,
shouldn't that be more of his agent, too, saying, like, hey, Heupel, he's not saying he's going to Oklahoma, but, you know, he's kind of thought about it.
Sure.
Like, wouldn't that be what would cause the extension?
Yeah,
like,
maybe.
Knowing, hey, you're really scared he's going to leave. Maybe Tennessee's just really confident he's not going to leave.
Yeah, maybe if you're Danny White, you're like, really, bro? You think I'm going to buy this? Maybe Danny's just going to look at him and say, you're not getting a raise? Like, no. Like, to get a raise, you have to have leverage, and this is your quote-unquote dream job or home or whatever. Like, I don't know where Josh Heupel's dream job would be if it's not Oklahoma.
Yeah.
I mean, like, you think he's, like, sitting up praying at night that Missouri comes open, he can get, you know, go back to Missouri where he's the offensive coordinator at? Like, otherwise, if it ain't Oklahoma, I don't know where it would be. I mean, he was born in South Dakota. I don't think he's, like,
South Dakota State.
Right. I don't think he's wishing he could go there and
run the
over,
FCS.
Take over an FCS program. So, like, if you're Danny White, like, maybe you look and you say, okay, well, Virginia Tech didn't call. Well, Florida didn't call. LSU didn't call. USC didn't call. Doubt Miami's going to call if they come open. So, like, if Oklahoma's not going to call, you don't have any leverage. Like, Mel Tucker had a little bit of leverage with LSU. That was reports, right, is that Mel Tucker was going to be a target for LSU?
Yeah, absolutely.
Jimbo had some leverage with LSU. Those guys got big extensions. Mark Stoops, whether you believe it or not, had some leverage with LSU and had some leverage with Oklahoma. Had some leverage last year with Florida State, or I guess it was 2 years ago with Florida State, right? Whenever Norvell's been there 2 years now, I guess. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Had some leverage there.
James Franklin.
Franklin had at least some leverage with USC. Heupel hasn't had any of that, at least to this point that we know of. Now, maybe he's on Oklahoma's list. Maybe, depending on how their search is going, they've called five people. Like, if they call five people, do you think he's one of the five? Probably, right?
You would think so. You think he's sneaking the top five.
Like, they probably called Stoops. He gets this extension. Probably going to call Venables. Like, I mean, they have called Venables. People were really jumping the gun there. I think the last update from Clemson was like, hey, he was on the road recruiting last night. But we do think he is going to interview for this job, and if he gets the offer, he's going to go. But, like, it's not like it's a foregone conclusion yet. I would say they called Venables, maybe Jeff Lebby, maybe, like, you know, they've talked about him being the offensive coordinator there for Stoops, so maybe they're like, hey, maybe you can just run the whole thing. They've shown that they don't necessarily care to hire coordinators before. Like, they've done that before, and it's worked out pretty well for them, so maybe they don't care about head coaching experience. But you would think Hype would be, like, next in line after those guys, maybe even ahead of Lebby. I mean, you would think.
What about the Leach rumors, too? Do you see that, kind of? Leach getting rumored to go in there?
I would say Leach is probably on the list of five or six as well. I mean, he was an offensive coordinator there for 1 year.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of helped bring in the air raid offense to Oklahoma. And, you know, Hayden, you've been saying he's the one that, like, got Heupel in, right?
Yeah, he brought Heupel in.
Okay, so, like, I mean, there's a tie there. Barry Switzer loves Leach. Leach has proven he can win. Now, I don't know if he's proven he can win a championship or win at a high level, but, like, he got Mississippi State to what? They were 7-5 this year, is that right?
Yeah, they're 7-5.
Which probably isn't great, but, like, they were pretty good towards the end of the year. I mean, like, they were a pretty solid team.
Yep.
Left a bad taste in your mouth with the Egg Bowl, but
that's some big wins.
Right.
Texas A&M.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, but he's just shown that he can do things. I mean, he's won at Texas Tech, won at Washington State. I mean, he went 11-2 at Washington State. So, I mean, like.
And you can at least dominate the Big 12 until you get to the SEC, right? I guess. I mean, because he beat up on those teams with that kind of air raid offense, you would think, at least, with Oklahoma still having somewhat of decent talent.
I think it depends on what type of defense they had or whatever, but I do think you could look and say that he could transfer. He wouldn't be scared of the SEC.
Right, yeah. You could at least get 7-8 wins with Mississippi State. You probably feel like you could do better with Oklahoma.
I'll believe that when I see it in terms of Leach to Oklahoma. Well, I mean, although Feldman says he's on the list as well, but Feldman seems to be, like, really, really close with Leach. So maybe he's just doing his agent a favor.
Let me ask you this. Like, throwing bias completely aside, Mike Leach or Josh Heupel? If you're just trying to, again, not attached to Heupel as we are, Who would you rather have if you're from Oklahoma's perspective?
If you're Oklahoma?
Yeah.
I mean, if you're Oklahoma, see, I don't know how legitimate the bad blood is there. Like, I don't know if the Oklahoma people are mad at Heupel or if they feel bad. You know, the report we got from the Rivals were, like, both sides are mad. Oklahoma's mad that, I guess, Heupel put a fight up and didn't want to, like, made him get fired rather than just stepping down. I guess it's kind of how they made that seem.
Right.
Or maybe there's some problems there that Heupel didn't recruit well enough at Oklahoma. I don't know what's going on behind the scenes. I don't know. So the bad blood makes it tough to say, but, I mean, Leach getting a little long in the tooth. He's getting a little older.
Yeah.
You have more of an emotional connection to Heupel because, again, Leach was only there for 1 year. I mean, Leach has got to be getting close to, what, like 55? He's got to be like 58, right?
He's 60. I think they're both very similar. I would just take Heupel because he's younger.
Younger, and, like, again, you have a national championship quarterback, you know, coming there. Now, I would say I would worry about Heupel's recruiting a little bit more than Leach's.
But you also,
I mean, Leach's ain't good either.
No, it's not. But, I mean, at least, like, we've seen him. Didn't he land a couple of big players at Mississippi State? Didn't he land, like, a couple of high four and five stars? Like, didn't he get a five-star quarterback right when he got to Mississippi State?
I think something like that. It was, I'm not sure if it was a five-star, but it was a, I thought he had, like, remember a
top,
somebody.
Like, yeah,
was
top 50
transfer.
Yeah. No, like a freshman, like, basically right when he was there. And then I thought, like, they beat Ole Miss for a couple of, like, big-time receivers as well recently. Maybe I'm wrong. I would probably go with Heupel, though. Again, assuming that the bad blood isn't as bad as, you know, they're acting, but, you know.
At least Heupel also kind of keeps quiet. Mike Leach has these crazy comments. I mean, you lose a tough game, and he's talking about God knows what after the game, which would just piss you off even more. I mean, we've seen that kind of happen.
But to your point, Hayden, Mississippi State right now currently 10th in the SEC in recruiting, 26th. In the country, basically right where Tennessee's at. They just got more guys. Got one four-star wide receiver committed He is from Mississippi, and I do think he picked him over Ole Miss. But it's not like he's a big recruiter either, obviously. Last year, finished 10th in the SEC, 26th nationally. Did get a four-star quarterback from Texas. Maybe that's what I'm thinking of.
Yeah,
he's
the
number 134th ranked guy.
Yeah, I would check out.
Got a four-star linebacker, four-star wide receiver, four-star wide receiver, four-star running back. Those are so I guess he had, what, 5 4 stars? So, yeah, he's not much of a recruiter either, obviously. I don't know where they go.
Yeah, I'm intrigued to see what they do. I mean, still decent name program.
It'll probably still be Venables. Probably.
Yeah.
But if not, I don't know. Let's go to break. Let's talk sports on Fan Run Radio.
Your pet is an
This segment is brought to you by the Knoxville-based law offices of G. Turner Howard III. If you or a loved one has been injured in an accident, they want to help you get the compensation that you deserve. At G3, you matter most. Visit G3HelpMe.com or call them at 865-401-8214 to get help now. That's G3HelpMe.com. Once again, G3HelpMe.com. Does it change your perspective on last year's coaching cycle? That none of the three that the fan base wanted, basically, Lane Kiffin, Hugh Freeze, or Jamie Chadwell, look like they're going to get a sniff or any of these openings. Maybe Chadwell was going to get a sniff from Virginia Tech, but he ultimately ended up not getting it. They went with Penn State's defensive coordinator. Hugh Freeze signed a $4 million extension at Liberty. Lane Kiffin apparently hasn't gotten a call, and I guess now is just going to wait and hope that Miami fires Diaz and decides they want to ride the Lane train.
That's the most surprising to me is Lane Kiffin, right? Because, I mean, Liberty, kind of disappointing this year overall. Then they lose a few games, and Malik Willis wasn't as good as maybe we thought he was going to be coming into the season.
I don't know if I'd call him disappointing, but they definitely didn't recreate the magic. Neither did Chadwell.
Mm. Yeah, because, I mean,
Chadwell's quarterback got hurt, but yeah.
But they had they hadn't lost with was he not playing?
Well, he was
lost?
Hurt all year. He got hurt earlier in the season. Then
he was one of the best quarterbacks in the country.
He was in the game though when they lost to App State.
Yeah, that's what I thought. He played against App State.
Yeah, he played.
He was injured. Yes, and then the game they lost, the other game
he
lost,
was hurt. Not
he didn't play.
Up. If you're injured, you don't play.
Yeah. He didn't
if
play.
You're hurt, you're hurt. Mm-hmm. He played against App State,
but the second game they lost, he didn't.
I'm not calling his season disappointing either. I'm just saying they didn't have the same undefeated season.
We'll see about it next year, all right?
Is he going to be back, Grayson?
Yeah.
Not going to hit the portal?
I doubt it.
Why would you, I guess?
Coach is still there, so I guess not.
He'd live in Myrtle Beach.
Yeah, to the life.
Dirty Myrtle.
Does it make you feel different about Tennessee's coaching search, seeing that? The three candidates that Tennessee wanted that all had some question marks about them. Chadwell had the one run-in with the NCAA. Hadn't proven it at a Power 5, Hugh Freeze. We know his story, Lane Kiffin, we know his story. None of those coaches get a call. Now, granted, some of these openings, most of the openings have been top 10 jobs.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Obviously, Virginia Tech excluded, but they're probably a top 20 job.
Yeah.
They're top 20 all-time in wins. I mean, they've been a top 20 program basically for all of these recruits' lives. Maybe even going, I guess, pre-dating it a little bit. From like the mid-90s on, I'd say Virginia Tech's been a top 20 job, much like Tennessee probably has been. To change your perspective.
Not a ton for me because, we see kind of in this, as we see in the past few days, like these teams aren't afraid to go look at other Power 5 teams' head coaches and try to poach them away. And doesn't seem like Heupel's gotten any calls yet either. So it doesn't do too much for me. Seems like people are big game hunting right now. And, I mean, obviously, like I think last year, I don't think you could, say that we were. Once we got down to when we were actually going to hire somebody, you wouldn't say we were going for the massive,
I guess maybe that changes my perspective. Like, I've been saying all along, like, coaching money is about to get so stupid and so crazy. Mm-hmm. Like, Tennessee had a chance to be at the forefront.
Yeah.
I didn't think it happened so quickly where, pretty much every coach is up for grabs this year.
Yeah.
Every coach apparently was up for grabs and willing to listen. Now, only two changed places, and I don't think – either Lincoln Riley or Brian Kelly would have came to Tennessee, especially while they were dealing with sanctions. But more so like the money. People are feeling very empowered to throw this money around. And Tennessee had a chance to go throw $8 million at a coach, $9 million at a coach, and maybe make somebody say no a year before this was the accepted norm.
And you would have beat – if you're throwing $8 million, you're beating these guys, making $9, $10 million, and you're ahead of the curve and you're looking good.
Right.
So.
Like, maybe Tennessee was just such an untenable situation that, coaches looked around and said, nope, no thanks, not worth the money. Or maybe you could have hired somebody and doubled their salary and, you know, mm-hmm. got a big-time coach away. Because now, again, everyone's pretty much going to be making $7 or $8 million a year very soon, and, like, Tennessee could have been 1 year ahead of the curve, really just, you know, 8 months, 10 months ahead of the curve.
Mm-mm. Missed the opportunity, but
we tried a little bit. The James, Franklin stuff was kind of exactly what these other teams have done. They went and got another big coach and just tried to give him a little bit more money. We don't know exact details if we actually did all that or the contract details.
I was going to say, if you buy the rumors, like the rumors said that Tennessee was willing to go up to eight but not over eight.
Right.
Theoretically, you could have gone to $9.5 million, and I think it would have been hard for him to say no there.
What is his contract now?
I think now he's got it. But he didn't get it last offseason. Right. Like he didn't get the raise basically right off of Tennessee.
Yeah.
He got the raise basically after Mel Tucker, right? He's like, I'm not getting paid less than Mel Tucker. You got to give me at least the same money as him.
And some USC stuff. There were some UC rumors going around.
Right. But, like, he basically took the same contract that Mel Tucker took. I want to say it's like where the money came out to. And Franklin might even get a little bit more because, like, hey, I'm more accomplished than he is.
Yeah.
But before that, he was making like $6 million a year. And Tennessee could have thrown $9 million around. And, like, again, 10 months later, you'd be looking and saying, yep, that's just the going rate, which was something that I was screaming at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe you just couldn't find a coach that could take it. Maybe you didn't want to be the first team to give it. But, I mean, the writing was on the wall. How much do you think Nick Saban's going to get after they beat Georgia on Saturday? Do you think they give him an extension immediately?
Well, it's in his contract that he gets the average of the top five coaching contracts in the country, or the top five SEC, whichever one's
higher. He only gets the average? I thought he had in his contract that he has to be the highest paid.
Average of the top five.
I thought they had it like where he gets the highest and then like, just gets a little bit more than that. If I'm him, I'm like, I don't want the average. I want to be paid more than anybody. I'll see Lincoln Riley's $10 million, and I want 12. Yeah. If you're Alabama, you're like, okay, sounds good.
Whatever you want.
I mean, like, we were just not too far removed away from, like, 4 years ago, Jimbo getting the $75 million. Like, what the hell?
Yeah, we were all like,
Jimbo
what?
Got $7.5 million a year? What the hell? And then they gave him another raise, like, to $9 million, I think, before the year. And now, I mean, it's just standard top seven, top eight money.
Yep.
So next year, Nick Saban, unless they do something different contract, he won't be the highest paid.
If I'm Nick Saban, I'm not allowing that to happen. If I'm Kirby Smart, I'm not allowing that to happen. Like, assuming Kirby Smart closes the deal and wins the national championship, I want to be the highest paid coach, or at least like I'll settle being paid the same as Nick Saban, because I am the new Nick Saban. That's what I'm saying. If I'm Kirby Smart, like, look what we're running here. I mean, the proof is in the pudding. You know, with their program, like they're dominant right now. Like,
I really need them not to win a national championship.
But if you're Kirby Smart, though, how much leverage do you actually have though? Like, I understand winning the national championship, but it's like you're kind of like. Like, where else would you go?
Well, I mean, that's fine, but, like, Nick Saban isn't really going to leave. Although, I guess maybe he's had Texas sometimes to flirt with. But, like, I don't think it's that. I think it's just respect, and, like, you want to keep it happy. Like, you don't want to make Kirby Smart mad because, I mean, I guess if you are Kirby Smart and you do win a national championship, you could probably talk an NFL team into hiring you.
Oh, yeah, there's that, too. Yeah, I didn't think about that.
You could probably talk an NFL team into hiring you. There's no college openings, but, like, hey, like, it's just like, okay, well, you might make me mad this year. And then if a job comes open next year, 2 years from now, I'm going to listen. It's all about relationships. I mean, it's essentially, I mean, like cross-sport comparison. But, like, when you go nickel and dime, when you have the leverage and you try to take advantage of people, they remember it. Like, Gordon Hayward, the Jazz, like, really shortened him on a contract.
Yep.
So he went and got one from another team. They matched it, but it wasn't the max what he wanted. And then the first chance he got when he was unrestricted, he went to Boston. So it's like, see ya, deuces, I'm out of here. You made me mad. I've been waiting for this moment.
How many NFL jobs do you think are going to be open this year? I mean, Raiders, obviously.
Raiders, I don't know if like.
Bears, probably.
Jacksonville, probably be open too. I'm still not convinced that Urban will be there next year, although they've kind of improved a little bit.
Urban's going to Notre Dame.
Would you be shocked if the Texans were open? Would you be shocked if the Texans were open?
I saw a hot board, and he was actually number one on the hot board like a week or two ago.
You mean to get fired? You mean hot
seat? To get fired, okay. Yeah.
I mean, especially if the Texans are going to trade for a quarterback and like try to be competitive next year. Like, you're not, I mean, Cully's not your long-term answer.
Pete Carroll. There's a lot of teams.
Sure.
That could be needing a head coach. Yeah.
Now, I don't know if Kirby's a fit for any of those, but I'm just saying he could theoretically have some leverage there.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just saying if I'm him and we're dominant, we're not slowing down anytime soon. You're paying me top two money. You're paying me more than Dabo. And Dabo will probably come back and say you're paying me more than Kirby, and maybe they'll just keep going up and up and up. And Who knows?
Endless cycle.
Hour two in the books. We'll kick off hour three with headlines. It's Talk Sports on Fan Run Radio.